We're doing the halachot of Birkat Kohanim. If a Kohen killed someone, his name was Bugsy Siegel. Now he wants the Birchas Kohanim. So, on purpose. That's why I said Bugsy Siegel.
In the same day or
at home? What? I don't know that it was a Kohen, but so then he cannot do Birchas Kohanim. Let's say a guy drives in a reckless way. Let's say a guy killed someone in a work accident. So a person has to do tshuva. You know, if a person did tshuva, he could do birchas kohanim. Although the prophet says yedechem damim maleu, God says I don't want people whose hands are filled with blood. But we say if a person did tshuva, then he may. If a person, it was an accident. The guy walked out in front of his car as he's flying down the highway. Still, there's room to contemplate tshuva. But he says that such a person would be able to do birkat kohanim. Yes.
Does this apply for war as well? Like before the
kohanim not go to war?
Before the
I don't remember, but Rav Avadia discusses it. I don't remember. Yeah.
We're in situations that to be blessed by the Kohanim. What if there's someone who knows that there's a Kohen who, God forbid, drives recklessly or killed someone, and he goes up there to Duchen? Do you say,
no, don't worry about it, no.
Yeah.
The most you would do is tell the rabbi, and I don't even think you should do that. It's not your worry, it's his worry.
Even if he's the only one?
Still his worry, it's not your worry.
Right. Our job is to be blessed.
Maybe he did tshuva.
Right. No. Interesting. Okay.